Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 6:52. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. There was a lot of very big news over the weekend. But besides the obviously what was happening with the hostages being released, we know that Netanyahu is now in Washington. We want to understand a little bit more about what that actually means for Israel and for the region. Professor Eitan Gilboa, Center for International Communications. A very good morning, Shavua Tov. How are you?
Good morning. Do you hear me?
We hear you very, very clearly. All good.
Okay. So I'm fine.
Good. Of course, a big weekend in Israel again with hostages being released, very emotional scenes. And then just a day later, Netanyahu leaving for the United States. What does this all mean?
The meeting in Washington tomorrow is probably one of the most important meetings ever between an American president and Israeli prime minister. The goal of the meeting is no less than reshaping the entire Middle East. There are a few, really four interrelated issues that the two leaders are likely to discuss. First is the present situation in Gaza, continuation of the war and releasing of Israeli hostages. So this is going, we call it stage two. And then the next issue is the day after in Gaza. Number three is normalization with Saudi Arabia. And number four is Iran. And they are interrelated because it's hard to talk about Trump in terms of a vision or a clear doctrine, but maybe in this particular case, we need to take seriously what he has been saying about his purposes. And he wants to end wars. He wants to appear as a man of peace. He wants to win the Nobel Peace Prize, which he thinks he was worthy of receiving back when he established the Abraham Accords. And therefore, there is a gap here, or a potential gap, between what Trump wants and what Netanyahu wants. So the main mission of the main purpose of Netanyahu is to shorten or reduce the gaps between the American position and the Israeli position and achieve some kind of an agreement, not only on stage two in Gaza, but on the entire picture of reshaping the Middle East.
How much of this was discussed beforehand? My sense, and the reason I ask the question, is that it's hard to imagine that so many terrorists, convicted terrorists, would have been released from Israeli prisons in exchange for the hostages without some form of planning and understanding as to how this was going to play out after that.
I think there has been thinking and planning, but it seems that Netanyahu, under pressure from the more extreme components in his coalition government, would like only to complete stage A and resume the war in stage B, which would mean deserting the remaining hostages, whether dead or alive. And there is much pressure in Israel to continue into stage two, despite the heavy price that you have just outlined. Yes, release of heavy, what we call here heavy terrorists responsible for the murder of hundreds of Israelis. So So the price is known, but and has been known for a long time, but it seems now that Netanyahu is under pressure from Israeli public, from members of his coalition, and Ed Trump now, and this is an external source of pressure, and you have to be a political magician to play all of that and get what you want.
How much involvement has would Saudi Arabia and other countries have had ahead of this meeting? Because it's all very well for Netanyahu and Trump to agree to things, but obviously that needs buy-in from other players in the Middle East.
Critical issue. Saudi Arabia is also connected with Iran because the main idea of the main normalization idea is to create some kind of an alliance against Iran with Israel and Saudi Arabia at the top. So Saudi Arabia is heavily involved and after October 7, Saudi Arabia wants Israel to make a commitment, albeit vague, to a path to a Palestinian independence. And the ruler of Saudi Arabia has emphasized that several times. So this is the big obstacle for Netanyahu's coalition. So one scenario would be that Netanyahu would give up concessions, would give concessions to Trump on Gaza in return for the larger picture. So he could come back to Israel and say after a time, after some time, that normalization with Saudi Arabia is more important than going than other things in Gaza, and that the main Israeli card is reconstruction of Gaza. Israel is telling the United States and the world, not even 1 cent would go into Gaza reconstruction without getting Hamas out, and this is a powerful card. And so, if Netanyahu can strike a deal with Trump, short term and long term, then he could come back and either keep his coalition intact, or go to early elections, say sometime in 2025, with that achievement of Saudi normalization and an American a commitment to deal effectively with Iran's nuclear weapons.
That is where we leave it. We'll continue to follow this story very, very closely. It is 7 o'clock. That was a Professor Eitan Gilboa from the Center for International Communications, bringing us the latest from the trip, from Netanyahu's trip to Washington to meet with Donald Trump.